This is a podcast from Rover.
Yesterday, man, something happened to me, and I thought, do I talk about this on the radio? Because if I do, I'm gonna get a hammering from Lana.
No.
No, you're not.
Adam, we are all going to start impartial.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Great. Yesterday, I went to the petrol station to fill up.
Oh, what an idiot. Sorry, mate. Couldn't help myself.
And there's a guy at the forecourt, and he was helping people fill up his car, and their cars. And then he sees me, and he comes over, and he's like, mate, I'll fill your car up. I was like, oh, no, it's all good. He's like, no, I'll fill your car up. I was like, okay.
Did he work for the gas station?
Yeah, he worked for the gas station, but it was like super weird. And I was like, okay, thanks, mate. And then I see him like give somebody inside a wee nod. I'm like, what? Okay, that's so strange. I walk inside and I'm looking at the drinks and the chips and what else am I going to buy while he's filling up my car. And then somebody from the counter walks into the store and stands in front of the double doors where I've just walked in. So if I was to leave, I'd have to go past this person. And this person at the double doors was like staring at me. And I'm feeling so uncomfortable. And like, I was a little bit like nervy. I was like, what is happening?
You felt the mood change.
The mood changed massively as soon as I rocked up to this petrol station. And then I go up to the counter with my twisties and my drink. And I say, just number four, please. And he looks at me. He's like on the defense straight away. Really cold. He's like, is that your car? I said, yeah. How long have you had it for? Oh, like 10 years? Ah, right. Have the police been in touch with you?
What?
Excuse me? Freaking out? Well, on the 16th of April, at 20 to 12, you were seen on our security cameras, filling up your car, hopping back in your car, and driving off.
What?
And he handed me this piece of paper.
What is this?
And it is all my details, my car, everything. He showed me some photos. And I filled my car up, hopped in my car, wasn't even thinking, and just drove off. So I owe that petrol station
$130.
$120.48.
Oh my god.
What is wrong with you? I'm sorry. You're on another planet sometimes.
I am. Oh, well, yeah, and I was like, I am so sorry. I am so sorry here. I'll cough up right now. This is just a mistake. My bad. And he's like, actually, you'd be surprised how often this happens. And then like people just do a runner and they never come back. I'm like, mate, here, just take my money, sweet as. And we had a laugh about it. All was good. But then I remembered, actually, a week ago, I went out for brunch with Speedy and Lana and I ordered my meal.
Yes, and you didn't pay, and I had to pay for you. Yeah. Actually, you know what?
Oh, okay.
I can believe this. Actually, this is believable.
Maybe the best way to work this out, Adam, what's the last thing you remember paying for?
Yeah.
And then we'll know how long you've been getting stuff for free.
Do you know what's funny, Paul, is that we are supposed to be going on a work trip soon internationally. Mm-hmm. You would have been stopped. They wouldn't have let you leave the country, mate.
Yeah, right.
They would have been like, no, sorry, you're a criminal. You're on this record. You've done a couple of drive-offs and one at a cafe next door to work.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take myself into the police station today to clear my name, to say
Holy.
I've covered it.
Yeah. I'm sure when you go into the police station, they'll go, aren't you that guy who used to be on What Now? And they'll go, yeah. And they'll go, oh, we'll just let it go. Thanks, man. Great to meet you.
We are getting messages from people who have also accidentally done this. And it's not something we condone. And you'll be lucky if that excuse actually flies. Mm. But there are people who have done this with like groceries and other things already coming through, but you feel better.
Totally. It's very easy to do.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm good.
Great. Okay, so this has happened to you. You've gone to buy something, but you accidentally didn't pay for it.
I went to a cafe in Grey Lynn with my now husband, and he was booked in. He thought he had a brain tumour. He had a lot of pain in his head, so we'd gone, we'd had our stuff at the cafe, and we just left because he was in pain.
Yeah.
I realised later that day that I hadn't paid, so I called them and told them that I hadn't paid, and they said I could come back and pay. And then I forgot to go back to pay.
So now you avoid Grey Lynn as a whole?
No, because it doesn't exist anymore, so I don't know if I put them out of business.
But
no. They're no longer there.
Oh, there you go, Joe.
I drive by.
Yep. If you wait long enough, it'll be fine.
Exactly.
That's a great story. Thanks, Joe. You're in the draw to win $500 worth of groceries.
Awesome, thank you.
Okay, ta-da. Kim has messaged through to make you feel better because these bigger purchases, cafe is one thing, but fuel, or maybe in Kim's case, groceries, now that can be next level. How did you do this, Kim? Morning.
Hi, I really don't know how I did it. It was like I went to Pack and Save and it was one I hardly ever go to, and I went back about 6 months later and this big, burly security guard approached me, and my photo was on a wall with all these like really scary looking people.
Oh no, Kim!
Wall of shame.
And I was like, oh. And they said, oh, you've bought groceries in this real gruff sort of tell me off voice, and I was freaking right out. And it turned out I'd walked out and hadn't paid my groceries because it was one of those self service things.
Oh.
And it was over the limit, and I hadn't put my PIN number in.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so, and then I did it again.
Oh no, back on the wall of shame, Kim.
Hey, I know, maybe I'm supposed to be there.
You're a repeat offender.
Yeah, good on you, Kim.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, have a good day, guys.
You too, Kim.
And remember, you're in the draw to win $500 worth of groceries, so you could actually spend that money at the supermarket this time.
She already won them.
And yeah, we do that every day of May. So today's your second to last chance to get on air and win $500 worth of groceries.
People are accidentally stealing stuff from Kmart on accident too, by the way. There's a lot of messages coming through, so you're not alone, Adam. But if you do that three times, I won't stomach another story. Okay?
When it happened,
any criminal who returns to the scene of the crime to buy twisties does not deserve to be a proper criminal.